Daf Mem Pes Taisus. The first Taisus discusses that the Mandam that holds it does need Malchus holds it's Min HaTorah. Rashi asks, since it's a Deraisa, why does it start with a Baruch? It's Samach. If you hold it's a Deraisa and it's Samach to Benish Lime. So he said, since it's a Baruch Tzoran, so you do have Alma, like Bich Saperis and Bich Samitzus, which you say Baruch HaTa Hashem. So Taisus says, why did they change it more than other Baruchs or Smuchas that finish, but they don't start with a Baruch? So since it's not Torah, it should have been Marech and be Chosim Baruch and not to be Mishana from other brachas that are smuchas. So Tosfos says, Enechanami. The one that holds it to the Raisa, he holds it that it's a Chasima, not a Psicha. So too we see in Tesefta, basically it would be Marech and it would be Chosim. But us that hold it to the Rabbanon, therefore we need Malchus, and therefore we say Baruch HaShem, okay, Enechanam, we start from the beginning, like we said, because we need Shtei Malchias besides for two times the word Melech, besides for in and of itself, Baruch HaShem, okay, Enechanam. Then we said it needs two Malchias set for itself. One of Bnei Shalayim because it's Lava Yecharim. And in this, you can't say that Malchus because it's Smucha. Therefore, it says whatever Meitav. Since he says Malchus by Bnei Shalayim, the Lava Yecharim, because you can't mention Malchus Vizdar without mentioning Malchus Shalayim. So he says it also, Vichsaritz, even though it's Samach L'Chaverta, since it wasn't Niskan, one after the other, because Yeshua was Mesakim Bechas Arz, so Moshe was Mesakim Bechas Azan. Therefore, you have some Malchus, which are not Smuchas. But us, since they were Mesakim Al Seder, we don't start with a Baruch. And some are knowing to say, but by Mishlein, they say Malchus, which is not what we do. The last one, which is the last test on Amud Aleph, is Baruch Shunasa Shabbosas Lemnucha. Taisa says, I Smucha. So since it was Niskan, only to say it sometimes, and forgot to say Ritzei Vachetzeinu, that's not called Smucha, it needs a Psicha of Baruch. And the brachos of Shmuel, El brachos Shmuel Esrei, they're all considered samach to birchas kel chai v'kayim or alakei Avram, which is Malchus. As we said, once the world was created, there was no person to call the kashbrach other until Avram came and called him other and says Hashem alakim atitan li. If it's yontiv, he's koylan and says brachos nosa shabbos l'mnucha and yontiv lam yisrael simcha and sotiv comes out shabbos shchedish. Even though be'etzam you're replacing ritzei and yalav yaveh, which is two different tefillas, but you combine it into one. Asher Baruch, Asher Nosam, Baruch Nosam, Shabbosas, Lebnucha, and whatever he missed. Then we said on Shabbos or Yantev or Shchedesh, the question is if he says Yalo Shmanesre, I'm sorry, Birch Samozin again or not. So we said, since on Yantev, Iboya Achel, Iboya Loyach or Shchedesh, therefore it doesn't go back. So Tesh says, Shchedesh is one of the days that you're not allowed to fast. So Tesh says, if he wants, he can eat. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to eat bread. Yontav, you have to eat bread. Tais says, I will see Masech the Sukkah, you have a choice if you want to eat, if you don't want to eat, except for the first night, because learn Tezov from Chagamatzes. So Tais says, this is Pshat. He doesn't have to eat in the Sukkah if he doesn't want. But for Yontav, he still has to eat. So Tais says, what's the Nafkamin? If he has to eat Bishul Yontav or Bishul Sukkah, he still has to say Yalav Yavah. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, it's a Nafkamin. For instance, rain came down and he ate out of the Sukkah. Now, if he ate Lekavad Yontav, it's good. But if the whole reason why there's a Chiv is because of Sukkah, then the Yantavishan, and he has to bench, eat again in the Sukkah after the rain stops. There's no Tazvot from Pesach. But the other days, he doesn't have to. So he wouldn't have to go back and say Yalav Yavah again and bench again. This that says in Perik Eilat Dvarim Pesach Naf Samaches, Ma'avid Avinu would sit in that fast day all year, is Mashli would fast on Yantav. The re explains was times Chalom. But other times, this is awesome. What about the Shalosh Shuddis, the third meal on Shabbos? The re had a suffix, maybe he doesn't have to eat it, only side dishes, as Rabbeinu Tam said, as we see in by Sukkah. But in Ksubas Perek Afbi, he counts also that he has to give his wife the money, they shalish three meals for Shabbos. It's mashma, they're all equal. And also we learn out from Mon, so you see it's equal, but if he ate a fourth meal and forgot Shabbos, he doesn't go back to the beginning of benching, because if he wants, he doesn't have to eat that Suda V'chal. So we said, Ad Kama Mezamnin. So he says, who had been Bech Samazim without Zimun? He's a Kazayis. But Rebusa tells him that even on Kazayis, he do Zimun. And then he said, if he passed Seifim, then Rashi Psachim says there's a place called Seifim. Then he says, if then should have said, the Chemidas L'chal Ruach, as it says over there, by Medim V'lefnim. And Lai, he says, it's not a place. Seifim is Lashon, he can still see the Beis HaMikdash. If he's further away from Yishlaim, so far that he can't see Yishlaim, then he burns it in this place.
Reb Meir holds achalta zu achila and achila zu kazayis. The Rish says that these psukim are just a smachtim and a Torah you need svia, as we said in Perek Mishmesa. Achila esafon l'Yisrael, that we have to show the Ribono Shel Olam is nice upon for us, we go above and beyond the halacha, that we say we bench even on just the kazayis or kebeir. So do we say over there, a son makes a bracha of his father and he zets his rein in a place where he ate a shear of the Ribono. Rashi says a kazayis or kebeir. And also, even more, if a kazayis or kebeir is the Raisa, what's the shear of the Ribono? We pass on a kazayis, based on what Rabbi Yechon switches around, that Rabbi Yehuda says Kazayis, and we pass by Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda. And even Abaye that doesn't switch it, and Rabbi Meir holds Kazayis, we pass like Rabbi Meir, but Kazayis, even though normally we say Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, but in this Talach is like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Yechon goes in his Shita, that he's not Moitzi, the Ram, the Chavos, until he eats Kazayis. So too, earlier when it says Kazayis, Valiach, so too, the Bahag, and the Ben Chanan, and the Shiltas, all Paschim. And in Shtia says the Re, Yishimachma make a bracha even less than Malay Lugmov. Even though in the game Kippur we don't say, we don't learn out from Yom Kippur in Yom Bracha, Harai, because of Rikhsa Muslim, because I see Yom Kippur till a Kisabas. Then he said, Nevorach Alekeinu Begoyris, they won't say Nevorach Alekeinu with a Lamed, the Dafka Bashir Vedot says, Lam Chiru Lashem, Hoidu Lashem, Gad Lashem. But Bracha, we don't see this Lashem. So too we see in the Seder of Amram. Rav Kiva said, what do we find by Sekneses, whether it's 10 or 10,000? This Mash basically is Moidin by Sekneses, since it says Mamatzino, meaning, are you Moidin to me? So why do they argue with Samazan and Moidin by Sekneses? So it says, the Vada didn't argue between 10 and 100 by Tvila, because there's constantly people coming and going, and they don't realize the Shliach Tzibur doesn't know who's coming and going. But the Rikhsa Mazen, where they're Kavur, and they're Meraven together, you can't make a toast that you're not Yoitza till after Rikhsa Mazen, they don't leave till after Rikhsa Mazen, so mainly you have to have certain different levels of, you would have a Havni to have different levels for different amounts of people. A person should not be moitz himself from the klal. The Yisham asks from a Karev HaTorah and from the Chazan, says Baruch Hu, and explains, since it says HaMavoyrach, he's not moitz from the klal. We said three and him, he says Baruch Hu. The Havmina was that Baruch Hu is better because Baruch Hu is a tzivu to bench Hashem, but the Baruch Hu is only Netilas Hashos. So the last Tosfos, which is the Shmamin on the Vorach is Adiv, says Lav Dafka better, it's the same. Adiv means more Choshev, as you see that by Hekesh is more better than Exer Shova. Hekesh Adiv, Exer Shova, meaning he wants to say the Hekesh is Choshev and you can't be Mavat because of Exer Shova. Here too, the Vorach is Choshev like Baruch, and you can't be Moitz himself in that Klal. And Rashi where erases the word Adiv, but it comes out very good. Adiv meaning it's more Choshev. This is the end of Tosfos Daf Mem Tests.